Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, going out on AM, FM bands all across America and the world, in the Hitlerian financial capitalist sense of the word. We have a guest for you today, ladies and gentlemen, but before we go come to him, I have a few announcements. We favour the use of propaganda in this show, and one of the most effective forms of propaganda is repetition. So I'm going to start this out with some propagandistic repetition. John Key is a lying scumbag. John Key is a lying scumbag. And yes, you guessed it, John Key is a lying scumbag. I just thought I'd get that out of the way, because it's absolutely necessary at this point in time to realise that he is, in fact, a criminal offshore banker working for a nasty cartel that has its eyes and mitts all over our public assets. Almost like a form of international rape, if you will. And financial terrorism is the new war on humanity, I can assure you. And it has been going on for quite some time, as everybody who is suffering from a chronic case of Papademos in Greek might understand. So anyway, enough with that. That's the scumbaggery report today. We also have our very special guest joining us for an hour today of his valuable time in the height of election season. His name is Stefan Browning from the New Zealand Green Party. And one of my listeners, and as I've mentioned before, most of the guests on the show are suggestions from listeners, because I just don't know how to research or look for people, frankly. And he was told me that this fella right here was being given a hard time by the media. And then we all know how much we hate the media on this show. So I thought that I'd just give him a platform to reveal what goes on, and I don't know, I guess we can discuss a whole broad range of topics if we so choose. But we'll start off by introducing him. Stefan Browning from the Green Party, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Thank you very, very much.
Could you please give us a backgrounder about yourself personally, as an activist, as a politician? For those who don't know, who are you?
Okay, I'm a a previous organic grower. I was certified with New Zealand's Biogrow certification organisation for 17 years. I grew vegetables in glasshouses. I live in the top of the South Island in Blenheim. I've since about 2003, I've been heavily involved in an organisation called Soil and Health Association that put out the Organic NZ magazine in New Zealand, one of the few truly independent magazines in the country. In 2005, after that period of time growing and a bit of a change in the ownership aspects of the property I was operating at the end there, I had a few staff, had lots of willing workers and organic farms helping, and we had a great thing going. But I was getting very involved with environmental advocacy in the top of the South Island here, a lot around marine farming issues. There's a huge marine farming industry here, other things to do with like spray drift, and always opposed to genetic engineering. So I became, in 2005, I became, I dropped the production part and stayed full-time in advocacy. So I was doing my sort of voluntary stuff here with the odd bit of an occasional honorarium on top of the sales stuff, but I was part-time paid by Soil and Health to be their spokesperson. I put out untold media releases, which people can find on www.organicnz.org, and I think media and then press releases. So you get a bit of an idea of what I've been up to there. That's been good, albeit part-time paid and rather difficult to survive. But I was also involved with the Green Party here in terms of my political interest, and the two of them are very compatible. The issues that I sort of fight for or work for, submit on, or climb fences, take photographs of GE plants flowering that aren't meant to be through Soil and Health Association are quite compatible with the Green Party's take on things as well. So I'm currently a Green Party candidate, number 10 on their list, and in, under the MMP system and current polling, I'm very likely to be a Member of Parliament, apart from the disasters that might happen, you know, along the way in the last week and a half or so of a political campaign. We hope there won't be any, and that I'll be in there doing my best at a parliamentary level, fighting against the introduction of genetic engineering to this country, and trying to get pesticide use down, organic farming boosted up. A whole bundle of things as human rights things and so on.
When some people think about environmentalists, they feel that it's split into sort of two camps. I believe this myself. There is the there's the corporate banker type financed measure of environmentalism who just want huge carbon trading venues for international banks to play with. And then there is the other side, which is the grassroots sort of homegrown, if you will, organic environmentalist movement, who actually have a broad spectrum of issues because the environment's under attack in many, many ways. And I'm particularly glad that you mentioned genetic engineering and pesticides, because as far as I know, for many of the environmentalists that I've talked to through my time as a radio host and a video interviewer, they know virtually nothing in a large part of the environmentalist community about these issues, which are incredibly important.
That's right. There's a, in a true organic world, of course, we'd include the conservation estate, we'd include all recreational areas, urban and rural, and treat things in a very holistic way and understand that this nature isn't looking at a line on a map or a fence. The one thing we do find more and more, unfortunately, is that around genetic engineering and the likes, that a lot of people in media now just aren't really aware of the real issue. Years ago, there were the marches and the likes, and but I think people probably felt a bit overwhelmed by it, or it's not quite in their face enough, and we now find reporters don't really understand the issues. Clearly, you do. So where I come probably philosophically is very much grassroots, although I've been in business with half a dozen six staff, helping run the glass houses, six paid staff, ran a little retail shop in this town here, we started that. But clearly the big multinational approach of agribusiness is something that needs to be turned on its head, and we actually need to get, in my view, more people into the countryside, more people actually hands-on involved in food production, better linkages direct to consumers, just localised as much as possible. So in Parliament. I would hope to be on the Primary Production Select Committee, which deals with things of agriculture, fisheries and forestry. And while being very cognizant that we can't change back instantly tomorrow to something that fits something that a number of us might have as a ideal, how would you say, vision or picture of what would be happening in our landscapes, we need to be holding that all the time as we can make incremental and hopefully fast changes at times to a whole different paradigm and way of dealing with stuff. Of course, that comes right back into the whole monetary system and the free trade agreements and all of that, and the linkages of those are well known within the Green Party. And
I'm not sure if you did either, but what I see happening, more or less, is that we've become getting split into factions, right? You know, you're green, you're blue, you're red, you're yellow with a canary jacket, and I don't find the reason for it, quite frankly, because we all agree on the same basic principles. And what I find interesting is that when you're saying what you think, generally, if you're telling the truth, you'll offend both sides of the fence every time. Because nobody agrees 100% on what the reality is or what the issues are or what the solutions are. And it gets into this whole mix of infighting. And most poignantly, it seems that when people choose to start participating in the conversation, it's not because they agree with you and want to help out. It's because they disagree with you and want to argue and waste your time.
That's a very good comment. And I see that also often, that people that may hold my view can get so bitter and twisted that they almost lose the sight of trying to find a solution with the rest of the community or some other factions of the community that have a totally different view. What I try and do, and I know full well that I can't do the full change that I really, really want, but if I can progress that a certain amount by sitting around the table with everybody and just saying, well, okay, what can we achieve, and working through that. I've done a lot of that through environmental issues in the top of South Island here, and mediation for the local resource management plans and the likes. Now, some of it's deemed frustrating when you just have people that are just blocking, and you really, you know, just
like that, it's find not
ways to bring them through.
With activists, it's no place for a frickin' filibuster, okay? That's what you do in Parliament when you're actually trying to stop draconian crap going through, right? Whereas if you're on a face-to-face, eye-to-eye level with somebody who agrees with you on 90% and then chooses to argue about the 10%, I think it's on the points that we agree that we should come together and collaborate. On those points that we disagree, we can simply leave those for another time, because it will simply distract us from banding together against the common enemy, the international interest trying to take this freaking country.
Yep, no, I agree that the stuff we don't agree on, it can just suck so much energy as opposed to getting a good gain out of the stuff that's got a high level of commonality. And yes, certainly, and we've got a real major issue in this country, obviously, at the moment, with the way this national government's gone and is going and isn't carrying on and setting up for carrying on after the election. And the genetic engineering is a prime example. While people will be on the summer holiday here, there is going to be an evaluation of whether innovation around biotech is being restrained by the current Hazardous Substances and New Organisms Act and the what was IRMA but is now the EPA system of looking at stuff. And that will, it's broader, it's on biological controls, it could be lions and tigers at zoos, but in terms of organisms, but it's actually very much includes genetic engineering. So when people will be least focused on such stuff, they'll be ticking off this box and saying, hey, this needs to be loosened up to because it's just not working for us.
It works in a very similar way to a very crafty pedophile, the Environmental Pedophile Service, and its victim is the people who live in the environment, which is technically all of us.
Yes, it's interesting turn of phrase. The Environmental Pedophile Service. I'm not quite sure how they work particularly, but. Pedophiles, but in terms of how these guys are doing it, how they're jumping through to the US multinationals agenda is very, very disturbing. We had Terry Dunahay from the US Department of Agriculture inserted into our then Ministry of Research, Science and Technology, and she did about 7 or 8 months in New Zealand. She had an office, she had a card for that government agency, and she was busy looking at what the impediments to the introduction of genetically engineered pastures were in New Zealand.
I'm going to have to stop you there, because we'll actually leave it on a cliffhanger there. What does genetically engineered stuff do to the pastures? We'll find out after the break. My special guest from the Green Party is Stefan Browning from Organic NZ. .co.nz, I believe. And we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays, 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Blast of conspiracy and comedy coming live from the nuclear-free and name-only New Zealand in the sunny slave South Pacific from the fluoridated capital of Auckland, the fabulous island-chained nation, enslaved in every single way that counts. A very special guest today is Stefan Browning, and he's a rabid, foaming at the mouth, anti-GE spokesperson. And I'm sure if there's enough GE around, he might actually start foaming at the mouth, as will everybody else from the contaminated products which disrupt your DNA. Stefan, welcome back. We interrupted going into talking about international policy on genetically modified organisms in New Zealand. We call them GE. In the United States, they call them GMOs. In Spanish, they call it El Diablo. And you're talking about one particular character, and we love talking about sinister characters on this show, Mr. Terry Donahue. What can you tell us about Mrs.
Terry Donahue. She was one of three from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's biotech international policy group, so a little league group, and she was brought over here on ostensibly on a fellowship, put into the government's science and innovation group to look at the roadblocks, as they saw, or the blockages to introducing genetically engineered pastures here. Clearly, her lords in Monsanto aren't too worried about pasture grasses. It's not their sort of area, but there's some multinational here called PGG Rights, and that is. But, of course, if the pastures got started here, which, we've got such a big dairy industry and they want to have this, step up of something like 10% increase in production out of every square metre, they want these high-sugar, low-lignin grasses. And they can do that anyway with that genetic engineering or GMOs. However, of course, once that would happen, and that's probably the easiest thing for them to get buy-in from a bigger cross-section of the community, the farmers, that then, of course, the Monsanto corns and soys and this, that and the other thing can come in and they can get their dominance over the food chain as they certainly have in the States and several other places in the world. So that pressure throughout drilling down through the US government was very, very strong into New Zealand. We had Hillary Clinton come and do a declaration, a Wellington Declaration, they called it. She was also, that was around biofuels, but you put GMOs, GE in behind that as well. She also had an emissary, her senior science advisor came to New Zealand, got on the, you know, the talk back and did some presentations and totally talked crap. There was just no problems with GE, GMOs at all. They didn't talk about the people, you know, the farmers that had been dislocated in other countries, the crop failures, the toxic effects, the fact that it's leaking, some of the traits leaking into waterways or any of that, and certainly not the crop failures that of course the farmers were particularly interested in. And as Terry Donahay, as I say, from the USDA, the same. I saw her present to dairy farmers at a conference, and I was able to get a question in, and I used the question, was really to be educative about the issue with the alfalfa, the GMO, GE alfalfa in the States, and the leakage that's happened there, even out of just field trials. Just to let the farmers know that there are actually issues, and there was a court case pending. She reluctantly acknowledged that, but these guys present like Cadillac salespeople.
The alfalfa story, I mean, it just means, you know, for a fact that a little rascal is involved with Monsanto.
That's right, and the alfalfa story comes into New Zealand, actually. I mean, it's such a big it's a great case that's been fought by some very hard-working people, and Phil Gertsen over there is one of the Gertsen Seeds is doing that. He's actually got interest in New Zealand, and he says there's absolutely no need for us to be introducing any more alfalfa seed stock into New Zealand. And the other one is we're losing an opportunity if we go down the genetically engineered GMO path here, because we've got that lovely niche of effectively no GMOs in the environment here. We've certainly got it allowed through the food chain, but we haven't got it in the environment except for two, and one of very small field trials that hopefully will stop if the Greens have any control in government.
Well, the field trials, I mean, it sounds like a military term to me. Doesn't it sound like that to you?
Great term. Yes, that's right. They're places where they can't theoretically do commercialisation of them, but they can trial out these experiments that they've been doing in greenhouses or in the laboratory. The trees have just been replanted. We managed to get the brakes put on them a few years ago, but the big company, Arborgen, US-based, but a third owned by a New Zealand company, that wants to be the Monsanto of the genetically engineered tree world. They and Scion, which is a Crown Research Institute owned by the taxpayers in New Zealand, effectively, they have got an allowance to do a trial of effectively it would probably be up to 4,000 trees over a period of 25 years, and none of them allowed to go over 8 years. They've been very, very sloppy in the way they've done the experiments in the past, and we exposed some of that. Somebody dug under the fence and cut some down, and they finished that trial for a few years until they've just got underway with this new application. It's quite pathetic looking. It's in about 300-400 trees in a very small area, but you know, they've got big plans, and they have got people that would, with dollars in their eyes, that would support them doing that into plantation forestry in New Zealand. We've exported those 260,000 genetically engineered eucalypts out of a Arborgen glasshouse contained facility in New Zealand to do those field trials, as they call them, or you might have another name, in the States. It's pretty embarrassing. We went out in our environment, but here we are exporting plantlets for massive, something like 30 field trials over there. Military style, well, when you look at the fence and the barbed wire and then the electrification on the inside of the trees, yes, it certainly does look military.
Well, in that case, would you classify this as an invasion of sorts? Like a covert kind of black ops invasion to steal or otherwise acquire some description of negative objective against this country?
I do, but of course they're able to do it through current legislation. There was a royal commission that investigated whether genetic engineering should go ahead in this country, and it came out with various recommendations, said proceed with caution, and but hey, you know, here go the recommendations to set up as you do that exploration, and coexistence is one. We know coexistence can't work between non-GM and GM or organics. You just can't. It just doesn't work. Eventually, somebody loses, and it's just happening again. New cases, of course, are happening in Australia at the moment of leakage. But they had a whole bundle of recommendations, or only maybe half of them have been actually implemented. They're the ones that helped progress it being introduced, but the more precautionary ones haven't been introduced, and yet the government didn't have to. It could only just take note of them and implement the ones they chose. But because they've chosen the more forward ones, we've got a regulatory system that does allow these field trials to go on, albeit we've only got two, and we've had a lot more in the past. We're at a very, very good stage where they could be stopped. There's the genetically engineered animals at Ag Research's facility at Hamilton, and there's all sorts of issues around animal welfare and the fact that it's just really using animals to be factories to produce pharmaceuticals that can already be made in the laboratory bench in bats through using microbes to actually use animals was one of the things that the recommendation said not to do. But that's that field trial. But I think they could be stopped very, very quickly, and New Zealand could reclaim a total GE-free in the environment space. And then we just need to work on pushing it back out of the food chain.
Well, are you saying that we've got GE material in our food chain right now?
Absolutely. Some of it's coming in as animal feed, and it's being fed to animals. And new research shows that that can go into the gut of the animal, can go into the fetus as well. And some of the actual genetic material. FSANS, Food Standards Australia New Zealand, makes the decision as to what is allowed in terms of new food types or food lines for both Australia and New Zealand. They've said yes to about 70 different genetically engineered food lines. Now, they won't all be in our food, but on the basis that sometimes something might get contaminated by a particular line, they've said, oh, no, this one's fine, that one's fine. And it means that, you know, there's a big food recalls if it comes in. It's found to be in there. So even the ones that are really destined for animal feed, which is just as big an issue in my view, they've been ticked for acceptability of the food chain. Now, there's only a handful of food types. Obviously, soy is a big one, corn, alfalfa, lucerne as we call it, cotton for the cotton seed oil, canola. What else am I forgetting? Potato and rice.
We cook so much of our food, like all the fast food and fish and chip shops and everything, all cooking it up with canola oil. Is that genetically modified now? Is it?
It's more likely to be than not. There is not because they'll be getting the cheapest canola that they can, you know, they're in business and they'll be...
And conveniently, the GMO producers actually get big tax breaks from the US government in order to grow the stuff, don't they? So they can artificially deflate the prices and put all the organic and natural farmers out of business.
That's right. And then people, consumers say, hey, organics are so expensive. It's not actually. It's just that the externalities, the actual real cost of production for the non-organic has not actually been considered in the price, and including those subsidies that we're talking about. That particularly with soy and maize, of course, in the US. And it's just an unreal economic situation. I'm not opposed to the correct subsidy if there's
some merit in the crop or something like that.
Absolutely, some societal advantage.
Yeah. I mean, if all it basically displays, and this is as far as my knowledge goes into it, it displays damage to whoever eats it, whatever eats it, and then whatever eats that. So it's a food chain killer. Goodness knows what kind of genetic defects and what have you that you can get from them. They produce their own pesticides in the case of Monsanto soybeans, so that bugs can't eat it. So it's containing frickin' pesticides, which can't be good for you with all the cancer and goodness knows however many autoimmune or endocrine disruptors that they've got in there. On top of that, it's far more expensive to do, and it also contaminates surrounding environments with all these chemicals, and the crops themselves start to take over other people's farms. And then these evil biotech companies who created this entire crisis in the first place come in with the solution. Hey, our crops invaded your land. Okay, well, now we're just going to steal your land as well. It's like the wild freaking West out there. Like Jed Clampett has camped up on freaking Monsanto Mall or something like that. And points a shotgun at anybody who's got a cob of his corn.
Well, and all the more reason for New Zealand to stay absolutely clear of the rubbish, because that intellectual property part of it that gives Monsanto that power to come in trying to protect their theoretical rights is certainly outrageous, and we don't need that here any more than they do in Canada or the States or elsewhere where that sort of activity is carried on. I would like to think we'd push back pretty hard here.
The real problem is that they'll push the envelope and push the envelope. Every single time we don't push back, then they push it some more. That's the plan. Basically, at the end of the day, is they'll get it in here one way or another, unless people are 100% diligent, astute, and listen to the people who know what they're talking about, more to the point, which I'm sure that the media simply don't qualify, because if you have an uneducated...
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio for Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. Through a telescope.
We could send the Vinnie Eastwood Show cruise missile all the way around the world and hit the Prime Sinister right up the Jap's eye. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Boom.
That's right.
Targeted cruise propaganda missile fired directly from the palatial news bunker buried in the dirty clay hills of the North Shore in Auckland. My very special guest, Stefan Browning from the Green Party. Well, one thing, I was wanting to make a comment there, Stefan, because when you talk to a politician, you notice a distinct difference when you talk to an activist who's talking the same issue. A politician says what he thinks. An activist tells you the story of what the facts are, so that you can understand how to think yourself. Politician doesn't encourage that. And you remind me far more of an activist than a politician. And
I'm a wannabe politician, of course.
The line sometimes blurs, it does. Now, as a politician, when you get into the political realm and what have you, obviously you encounter the... I've got to come up with some kind of demonizing term for them. Like, I've come up one for the Prime Minister, which is the Prime Sinister, and and so on and so forth. But I've yet to come up with a term for the aspartame gum chewing, CK1 wearing, molded plastic hair, Ken doll, Gucci suit, trip to Tahiti waiting in the wings type reporters that we've got here. I think that kind of sums it up, but I've got to compress it somehow. You always encounter these people, and by goodness, they always seem to, never surprise you with their stupidity and also their, vain attempts to demonize you. And you've recently had an experience where they talked about something like, oh, how many times have you been arrested or something of that nature. Can you tell us all about it? Yes.
Okay, well, that was Rebecca Wright from TV3 interviewed me as a very, highly probable candidate for getting into Parliament. And she came and flew down Blenheim here and it was very, very, it was lovely, lovely day around the organic vineyard. We did some footage at an organic property along the road that I've been heavily connected with, and covered a whole wide range of stuff. Talked about the Greens cannabis policy. I gave her my view on it, that the policy was about not focusing and putting the huge money into criminalising a lot of people when it was seriously out there, and she used that clip. I said that we were more interested in the health aspects, and that we would rather see focus where people have issues around that. That I despaired when I saw young, like children and young people getting involved with cannabis, because of the negative thing that quite often happens if they're into it at a young age. She asked me if I still smoked, and I said no. And then later on, we got onto a whole range of stuff. I thought of John Key and agricultural sustainability issues and this and that. And then onto the corporate look of the Greens as opposed to activist aspect, and where did I fit? And so, well, I've been in business, but I'm clearly activist, climbing over a fence, taking into a GE field trial, taking a photo of a flowering plant that should haven't been, and ultimately having that closed and feeling very proud of it. And then she said, have you ever been arrested? And I said, well, not for environmental activism. I haven't been arrested on that. I've been with people who've been arrested, but I haven't been myself. But I have been arrested, and in my teens, 20s, on cannabis issue. And we went on to some other stuff as well. Well, I knew, I just instinctively just thought she's going to go use that track. When she eventually used it, couple of weeks later, after our very successful Green Party campaign launch, which was one of the best events I've seen us put together in total, later on through the news clip that night, bingo, here goes Stephen Browning and something about there. Now, she fitted on the issues to try and make it look like there was a strong division in the party as to keeping me out on an age base, because I'm a tender young age of 57, as opposed to there's a lot of very, very good young candidates coming up. And so that focus, and then zipped into the cannabis part, I'd been arrested, saying that we want to, not focus on the criminalisation because it's seriously out there, but nothing to do with the health stuff, nothing to do with the fact that I don't like seeing very young people getting involved with cannabis. Nothing to say that I didn't smoke it at this point. And a real just tabloid approach, missing the real, some real gutsy stuff that we could have been talking more deeply about that had substance and would be useful information for the broad community. Just focus on what, in fact, it looked like an attack on the Greens, in my view, to a degree. And I noticed when there were comments to their webpage, in fact, it was my older brother as it worked out, had done a bit of searching and pointed out that this current government had given $43 million, loaned $43 million to MediaWorks that owns TV3 as a sort of a bailout. Of course, I think it was Winston Peters had commented in National Business Review in March that this looks awfully like National setting up the media ready for an election. So Rebecca Wright, as a reporter, I found her sort of fine and some very good searching questions, but the way that was edited and put out there was absolutely, there was nothing constructive about it in terms of the Greens or in terms of the real substance that I've given her in an interview. And sure, I'm reasonably savvy for that sort of stuff, but that editing was atrocious in terms of good public media.
Well, it seems to me as though the cutting room floor and the producers are the power in the media. You know, the reporters can very well be nice people that go out there and actually genuinely give a flying F about actual real issues and don't want to, you know, demonize people for absolutely no good reason and ignore the issues, skirt over them and find little niggles and pokes and what have you and ask stupid questions. In general, I don't think they all want to do that. However, when they get back in, oh, there seems to be a little bit of a difference here. This is the story I wanted to tell. And then it comes out of the editing suite after the producers have massaged the details, you know, in a very surreptitious manner, I mind you.
Absolutely. No, that's right. And I mean, she asked the questions. I was sure. I just had this sort of thing instantly that this would be the sort of thing they'd do, even though we're talking about something that happened 30 plus years ago. And, and I've had a life of really following ecological issues and doing serious activism and commitment there. That just was out the window. It's sort of not relevant. It's something that where they'd actually have a ping at the Green. So somebody in an editing situation, production, directing type situation has certainly made some call there that it was everything but apolitical. But life goes on. You smile and go on. Interesting to go into a big meeting in Blenheim the next day, my town here, the launch of a book of the 150th anniversary for the region. And I was thinking, walking there, well, probably about a third of the people in here saw that. And they'll be thinking what they do at face value, what they read in the paper and see on the news. And, you know, you just have to, you just tough it and get on with it and let it flow over. But it's really, it's...
I don't know.
Not good. I understand why they're going the way we are as a country.
Well, I say it's always an idea to get even, right? And when somebody demonises you, get on air, call up talk radio or do something, make a YouTube video, you know, just anything of that nature to counterpunch, because every time they take a jab at you, just let them know that there's a left hook coming.
Right.
Gives them that incentive.
Okay. Yeah, and what does, sometimes, of course, we don't get to that because time and motion, we're charging on with the next thing in front of us, and rather than sort of pulling up and saying, well, no, that's not right. I'm going to deal with that, as you say. And, it's probably...
We all have our issues. I think we all have our issues, and that's why I bring so many different eclectic activists onto the show, because they all know their particular issue very well. And so if you want to get a broad base of knowledge, you got to talk to all those people who know the specifics. All right? And I want to thank you very much, Stefan, for coming on the show with me today. It's been a real pleasure, mate. And if you wouldn't mind plugging your website before we close out this little interview here.
If you are thinking, you are winning.
Thank you.
Resistance is... What's your website there, Stefan?
Which I don't really use. I tend to use Facebook as a social media system at the moment, and that's Stephan.Browning on there. But, that's Skype, sorry. The website is Stephan.Browning at, I'll just go to it. It's a Greens one, but I'm not actively on there.
Okay, that's a fail. OrganicNZ.co.nz.
All right.
Media savvy. I think I actually want to bring one in because this conversation ain't over, because GE has still got this country under attack, and it's time to stand up and fight back. And we'll see you again, ladies and gentlemen, after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Perculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Perculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I have no intention of actually going crazy, so I'm just going to pretend that I am just a little crazy, just to make this world seem a little more sane, if that makes any sense at all. And if you think this world makes any sense at all, you probably have to be a sociopath. Yep, everything makes sense if you're a sociopath, particularly all the evil and varying forms of scumbaggery that get perpetrated on virtually everybody from cradle to grave. That's about the sum of it. Unfortunately, those of you who have kids out there, and I've spoken to many people who have kids who are aware of the New World Order and the vaccine agenda and all these sorts of things. As soon as you become a parent, caring about anything, basically, apparently goes right out the window, and it only comes down to your kids. Everything about your kids, you research into, you want to know, that's your priority. And then, when you decide to do things that the government doesn't want, they say, hey, look, you've got your priorities mixed up, and we're going to have to force vaccinate your children. It's about the size of it. In fact, a listener told me the other day about this friend of his who didn't vaccinate her kids with the MMR vaccine, and they refused entry to school. It's like, child's perfectly healthy, eating a decent diet, plenty of vitamins, plenty of minerals, ain't susceptible to disease, and even if they did get it, their immune system would crush it within a few days, as a healthy immune system should. But no, you instead have to inject them with something artificially grown on the liver of an aborted fetus in a viral weaponry attack to stab it directly into their veins when their immune system is young and at its weakest. Isn't that in order to make it safe for everybody? Like I said, it only makes sense if you're a psychopath, particularly a eugenicist psychopath who thinks that humans themselves are incredibly bad, naughty commodities that basically need to be controlled, like dogs. I have a very special guest for you, ladies and gentlemen. We often have many different types of people on the show, you know, activists, business leaders, reporters, etc. And musicians, funnily enough, because I feel, I'm not sure if I'm the only one who thinks this way, that there's many, many ways of waking people up. There's many ways of starting businesses without the advent of submission to mainstream corporate Rothschild control industry, whether that be the music industry, the car industry, they own them all, doesn't matter. If you can be somewhat independent, then you are quite freaking brilliant in yourself, because they've set the system up so that it becomes all but impossible. There are no mechanisms for you to do this by yourself, but people have to be creative and do it anyway. So my guest is Ellie Cook. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vinnie. Great to be on the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because I don't do research on my guests, I'm afraid.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well, I'm an independent recording artist based in New Zealand, and I've done it without the big machine, using social media and using a thing called crowdfunding, where you get your Facebook fans to help you get a CD in advance. But one of the things that's attracted me to your show is that I've been a long-standing fan of Alex Jones, and I just discovered your show the other day through something that happened via a mutual friend on Facebook. And one of my things is vaccination. I chose as a parent not to vaccinate my children, and it was what happened during that process that made me realise the bigger picture behind it, and how big that picture was, and how many kids there were out there that were actually damaged from vaccines that were brushed under the carpet. And I had a dear friend whose child was damaged from an MMR vaccine. She was perfectly well and had a vaccine, and within a few hours was in Starship fighting for her life. And as soon as it caused permanent damage to her, it was no longer the vaccine that had caused the damage. You know, they tried to brush it under the carpet, deny it. And I saw my friends left with a damaged child and no backup. And I made a sort of a pact with myself then that when, you know, when I had kids, there was no way was I going to do that. So, yeah, that's how it sort of came about. And seeing the lies that are told around the vaccine damaged made me discover that there was more to it than just looking into what you're putting into your children. There was the whole theory behind it in the first place. So I chose not to vaccinate the kids. And now, of course, the kids are growing up and they're big and strong and healthy. And I sort of like to be out there with the kids, you know, showing people that I've got these big, strong, healthy kids that have never had a tetanus shot, never had a vitamin K shot, never had anything. They've had no injections. They've had nothing into their systems. And I'm envious of their immune systems. They have incredible immune systems that I've never seen. That was the other thing I discovered was what kind of immune systems humans actually have when they don't have vaccines. That in itself was a discovery.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're just, I took my daughter, she's 10 years old, and we took her to get a doctor because all of a sudden we thought, hang, she's 10 and she's never seen a doctor. Like, what if she breaks an arm or something? We actually don't have anybody to ring. And we went to this doctor and he said, where's her vaccination certificate? And we said, well, she's not vaccinated. That's why she's 10 and she doesn't have a doctor. None of my children, I've got 115, 112, 110. None have ever had an ear infection, gloea, and I can count the number of times on one hand that any of them have required a doctor in their life.
Yep, that sounds about right, because that's the way people normally were. Like, a doctor would generally be just as poor as everybody else kind of thing, as just a person you'd only see very, very once in a while. But I think it was like way back in the day, there was this dude named Flexner who did this thing called a Flexner report. What he did is he went around to all the massive medical schools and colleges and everything like that with the specific intention of ranking them, okay, so that it'd be like the best medical school and the worst medical school, right? And on top of that was also to shut down mainstream medicine's competition practitioners, for example, homeopathy, herbalists, etc., all those various eclectic forms of medication and what have you. And essentially, they managed to shut down a whole heap of medical schools and get all of those natural therapy and what is now called, and I think incorrectly termed, alternative medicine out of the market. And boy, oh boy, did doctors start getting wealthy, because there was a heck of a lot less of them and they got to charge a heck of a lot more. And because there weren't people out there of different professions giving people the ability to grow their own herbs, grow their own remedies at home, establish strong immune systems, then they facilitated a need for themselves.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is too that when you choose not to vaccinate, you choose too to like look after your kids' health, because you do, because of your own, you know, we've all been bombarded with and we need vaccines. I was vaccinated myself when I was a kid. We were brought up in that. You just do what the doctor says. And you still are fighting against that within yourself when you choose not to vaccinate. You're fighting against the information that you've found out about the vaccines, against the horrendous pressure that you have got from the medical fraternity to vaccinate. And they do call you and hound you, but, you know, there's things you can do, like put a letter with the doctor's surgery that says, I will not be reminded of vaccines for my children. I have notes at the school that when there's vaccination programs, I chose to pull my kids out, because they do, kids that are being vaccinated do shed, they do shed the disease around them, because some of them have got live vaccines in, et cetera. So you take extra precautions and things, but it was the other things that finding that, like, for example, I'll get a cold or something and one of my kids will catch it and they will always burn it out with a fever. I noticed that they actually fight stuff completely different. Like, they'll get, you know, you'll get a spew bug or something and they'll catch it and they'll just get a horrendous fever and wake up the next day and go to school. It's like that's how their immune system works when it's not been interfered with.
Well, there's a recent...
There's a recent article in the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine saying fever, is that your child's best protector? And it truly is. And this remarks back for the 1918 Spanish flu. Many people who went to medical doctors to treat this flu died because they were given drugs to suppress their fever. And that's basically the body's immune system taking response. It's like, oh, we've got something that needs my body to be at a certain temperature in order to be able to breed, multiply, and take over my entire system and kill me. How about we just raise the temperature a little bit and then all the virus dies and then you're back to school the next day?
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things that I sort of discovered through inadvertently, you know, just through being a parent and actually not vaccinating. There were things I didn't count on. When I decided not to vaccinate, I had an internal fear of like, crikey, I hope I've made the right decision, because you're hoping you've made the right decision. And then you see that and you see them just battle something off that you're stuck with for the next 2 weeks, and they battle it off in like 48 hours and they're back to well again. And then you realise, wow, you know, that's how the immune system is supposed to work. Because, of course, they always get that thrown at you that, you know, polio's gone because of the, because of the vaccination program. But, of course, when we look at all the figures, all of the diseases were dropping off well before vaccinations were introduced. So,
and not to mention, after the vaccines were introduced, all new diseases started popping up that were simply mutations.
And that's something now that I'm noticing more and more is immune-based diseases,
the autoimmune diseases, basically
demyelination diseases, where the nervous system is actually starting. You know, I've known two people. In fact, Pauli Fuamana of OMC died of one of those type diseases, which is a demyelination type disease where his own immune system attacked his own body, and you've got to wonder. You've got to wonder if all these vaccinations have actually sent the immune system haywire, and the reason we're getting all these things like MS, like, these cerebellar ataxias and stuff like that in quite relatively young people, you have to wonder if it's the whole vaccine schedule that our immune systems are just crapping out on us and they're just getting the wrong message and they start attacking us, because that's what they are. It's just the immune system attacking you. Same with diabetes type 1 as well. And I've just seen so much damage. But the sad thing is that these parents that have vaccine-damaged children, and there is more of them than the statistics say, they have no support because the medical people brush them under the carpet. And I think that's, you know, they're the collateral damage and nobody wants to know about them. And that's the worst thing, because actually personally knowing people that have gone through that, you know, those parents are left racked with guilt because they had a normal child that was healthy and had a vaccine and either died or it's left them permanently maimed, and they just get no support. And then they get told that, you know, that it's all causal relationship and they're imagining it. You know, it's kind of like, it's just so bullshit.
And you can't really say that. You can't say that under FCC regulations, unfortunately.
No. But, you know, the lucky thing is, anyway, that I wanted to point out, and one of the most important things is about the free trade agreement that I'm trying to get out there to people, is that we in New Zealand...
Sorry, did you say slave trade agreement? Or maybe that was just
slave
me
trade
doing
agreement.
It.
Yes.
Maybe that was just me doing a bit of a translation there.
We in New Zealand still have the choice on vaccine, even though, don't, you know, anybody listening out there, don't ever let anybody think for a minute that you can't put your child in a New Zealand school if it's not vaccinated. You can. You can. All you need is a vaccination certificate that says whether you're vaccinated or not. So you have to go to the doctor and get not immunised, and it's stamped, and that legally lets you be in the school, and it just means that if there's an outbreak, they have the right to send your kids home. So you can go to school here. Now, that's not the same in Australia. It's not the same in the UK, and it's not the same, certainly not in the United States, where they have mandated vaccines. So if we want to keep that freedom, this slave trade agreement, the free trade agreement that they're proposing with New Zealand, it's highly likely that they'll try and mandate the vaccines, because the big pharma will be able to influence our policy. So it's really important for New Zealanders to know that they're going to lose rights. lots of rights, and that's one of them that could potentially go, you know.
Well, that in itself, power over your own body, if yeah. those rights are under attack, what makes you think they're going to stop there? They'll take everything away from you. Before you know it, you will be in chains with a number burned into your forehead.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the way it's headed. So I think, you know, that for me, my personal little bit of fighting the NWO is to make parents aware of that and now, show parents, hey, I've got these healthy children, it's okay, you know? Like, actually, see, you'll find that your children are amazingly healthy when you do this.
What I advocate, seeing as it's Movember, is you should grow a mo against the NWO. It might be a bit difficult for you, Ellie, but...
I don't think I've got any facial hair, actually, Vinny.
There's bound to be some stick-on ones you can go down to a $2 shop and pick up that have got some nice lead chemical paint on them or something that'll give you a rash on your top lip. It'll be just fabulous.
Yeah, you just got to get out there and let people know. And this government, this election, I think, in New Zealand, I think it's one of the most important elections in history, actually.
Well, yeah, I think that every election is one of the most important in history because history gets made every day, doesn't it? And
it does,
we're standing on a precipice. Oh, sorry, we'll have to get into more of this after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest is Ellie Cook, self-made musician and absolute anti-vaccination mother-in-chief.
Mother-in-charge.
And we'll be right back. After the break. Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose
side are you on? What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511. 7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I take my anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and we'll respect our right to live here on the land. If Steen or I'm not Tina Tonga, we don't own the banks. The parliament does so, so where do you have a stand? They paying their bills off your back with hefty tax demands.
That's what means.
Alcohol,
hefty tax demands.
So kids act up and disturb our community.
We've got the lighter. We've got the super writer. We're going to defeat the New World Order.
Yeah. In the Blues Brothers sense of the word. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We do like to have a few cackles in the background and in the foreground, as it incidentally turns out, because you don't really have much of a choice. It's like, here's your two options. Like I said over the break to you, Ellie, we're all trapped in this Iron Maiden, right? And let's say you comprise your country of one body, and each person is like one cell in that body or something like that. And you get all these activists who are being attacked from all directions, from various degrees of scumbaggery, and they're like, oh, it's spiky! It hurts me in my ankle places! And you know, you get all the screaming and constantly. It's like a veritable barrage of scumbaggery. And it becomes all the same sort of thing to me. And it's not discounting each and every individual struggle or what have you. It's about really making sure that you get the information so you know precisely what is going on in every single sector at the same time, so that if such scumbaggery happens to you, you'll at least know, at the very least, what's going to happen, and at the very best, know how to defend yourself. All right, yeah. Ellie, welcome back.
Thank you. quite a laugh. He's quite entertaining in the breaks, you know. But, yes, yeah, so anyway, yes, yeah, so it's really, you know, knowledge is power. And I think the more people can learn about things, the better it is to be able to stand up and to be able to protect yourself in your way, you know, and to not be sucked into the whole thing. You know, and I mean, how much we can, you know, I think that the more people know, you know, people power is a big thing. So the more we spread the word in our own little areas about the New World Order and what they're doing on the planet and what their aims are, you know, the more people stand up, the more chance we have to push them over. And any right-wing government coming in is going to be a faster process to helping them. So when you have a bankster prime minister, price sinister or whatever you call them.
The prime sinister.
Yes, then that's going to happen just a whole lot faster because it's going to be an easier government for them to manipulate because they're in their pocket so big time. And
are you sure about that, though? Because when you have a look at, say, the Bush versus Obama government, the Obama government has done way more terrible stuff. They spent more money in his first year than all the previous presidents of the United States combined.
I know. It's very hard.
So it's like they've got left cover. So I feel that... you know when you kind of throw your hands up in the air and you get exasperated?
You know, the thing is that we're at least a distance from it. We're at least isolated in an island where we could actually, if worst came to worst, provide for ourselves. And, you know, we are quite a distance from it. So the more we stay out of it, the more we stand up. Like, our anti-nuclear stance is a really good example. We are probably the only nation in the world that stood up to America and said no and have not had the crap bombed out of us. You know, really. We're the only ones that have gone, no, you know, no. And not been, you know, and they did manipulate us at times and put trade sort of issues and make things difficult for us, but we've steadfast by that. And I'm just worried that our ability to stand up and be individual like Kiwis always have has been watered down a bit. And that's a bit of a worry because then you've got all these dumbed down, stupid, middle class, wannabe rich people that think that John Key is actually gives a shit. You know,
you can't say that under FCC regulation. We really kind of have to keep the language on a very family like imagine you're talking on a Disney film that's meant to scare children but not offend the parents.
Okay, doesn't give a toss. Was that all right? Sorry, but anyway.
I don't know. We can wrangle that one later.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I think that. It's really, you know, the right-wing thing. I think we just need to push that out. And if we can't, then I'm really seriously worried for New Zealand if they get back in. I don't think there'll be much of New Zealand left because I think all of John Key's stockbroking buddies will own all of the assets that generations have paid for and the free trade agreement will come through willy-nilly and pharmaceutical companies will be able to dictate us over us. I mean, as a musician... I don't think people really realise how hard it is to get a song on the radio in this country. I'm leaving for Canberra on Thursday. My music is heard over there because they have a great, big, huge community network and it gets aired. Here there's like three people that decide basically what an entire nation hears. Basically, you don't get through the program directors of the two major networks, you don't get on air. And then they go, oh, we're playing Kiwi music. But it's because they've picked up Dave Dobbin or Brooke Fraser and they play them over and over and over and over again, you know. And so that accumulates and becomes their quota. And, you know, we've got a whole system, and I've been outspoken about it with New Zealand on air, and we're actually giving taxpayer money to Sony and Warners. You know, those people are actually collecting grants for those artists in their names. And I don't think that's right. I've never agreed with it. I've always thought that New Zealand on air funding should be for New Zealand startup companies that are out there starting up and putting out independent music. They should not be for major record companies that choose to sign a couple of Kiwi artists and that budget is decided outside of New Zealand, you know. Yeah, I mean, in the music industry as well, there's total corruption. You're either in and you're in or you're not. I actually get played more outside of New Zealand than I do inside of it. That's a sad factor, but it's kind of interesting. My mother-in-law was lying in bed in Brisbane for the last 3 weeks and she said, oh, my gosh, I've heard you on the radio like four times. And I'm like, yeah, why do you think I fly to Australia all the time to play festivals? Because I can't.
Have you noticed... I have that same problem myself. Like I can't. It's been very difficult for me to get my radio show on air here in New Zealand. I mean, we've got two extremely radical but very nice radio stations nonetheless. Ifinity FM down in Invercargill and Rush FM in Hamilton, and I believe soon Tractor FM in Raglan will be picking up the show. But yeah, it is exactly like you say. You don't get through to those major networks. You don't get the exposure, no matter how good your songs or your content or anything are, because if it's challenging or something that they don't like, you know, and they're trying to protect themselves in our little cabal establishment, you know, they're trying to protect themselves, kind of like, I don't know, kind of like a spider wraps a web around himself to make sure instead of getting bothered by flies, he only gets a good decent feed.
And the artists that are there are part of that machine, you know, and people think that, you know, and it's sad because the funding agency only backs certain kinds of music. So in years to come, there'll be, there won't be any country music that New Zealand produced. And, like, I mean, I do country blues crossover, kind of like that's, you know, that's it's what it is. It doesn't really fit hard into one genre. But I've seen so many, like, a young artist that's about to support, she won a competition on Classic, and she's supporting Elton John, you know. She fundraised and raised $50,000. She produced an album with Greg Haver over in England, who produced Op Shop. And so, but she's independent. She's under her own steam. And she just got turned down for a New Zealand On Air video grant. You know?
Why is that? Like,
Katie Thompson, you know, and I thought, I got turned down, and I thought, and she said, oh, well, there we go. I didn't get a New Zealand On Air grant, she said on her Facebook page. And I thought, my God, she's actually, you know, she's supporting Elton John. She's got a fantastic produced album. Her singles are great, and they didn't give her a grant because she's not attached to somebody who's in, you know. So it's like, it's really,
it's like a crony network.
It is a huge crony network. And the worst part is I work a day gig, so I pay tax as well, you know. And that tax money, and I see Jin Wigmore or whatever get $5,000 for a grant, and I think, yeah, I'm giving, you know, that record company that money.
So I feel like, as though that all industries are like that. You know, the person on the ground floor doesn't have any idea what the people on the top floor are thinking or the way they're running in the organisation.
What is multinational record companies doing grabbing $5,000 grants?
Oh, come on, that's just total BS right there, isn't it?
It is. Like, I mean, if you just forget about the music and
Poor Sony! They're just struggling artists, aren't they? Oh, mate, we need to give them $5,000 for cups of tea and coffee for the crew.
It's not the artist that gets the money. It goes to and, you know, that little rotating banner means my tax money just paid for this video. That's what that little New Zealand On Air thing crux and round in the corner, you know, and you've got people like, when you look at it, you look at Shehead and you look at some of these, like the Finns and the Rungers, and when you look at them, they've had hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money, and they still get it when they apply for grants.
Well, that's what you call being on the top runger.
I guess it is. But, you know, like, isn't it time that, you know, I mean, really, there should just be a rule. Multinational corporates should not be allowed that money. Multinational companies should not be allowed access to taxpayers' grant money at $5,000 a pop.
That's precisely what happens all the time, though, with absolutely everything. The government's always giving exemptions to these major corporations that are coming over here and playing part in big, huge Trans-Pacific Partnership agreements that are essentially going to make those corporations absolute legal entities in themselves, treat them like people. And so that way, if you say, I'm sorry, your company is engaging in copious quantities of scumbaggery and dumping effluent into the lakes and burning off toxic CDs with lead paint on them that I don't know, give the children's teeth worms or something like that, and then that's real bad, right? So we're going to stop you from doing that, and then they'll go to the world court and say, hey, these guys stopped us from making money, now we have to sue them for all profits forever. And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, I mean, I fought them on my own front, and like, yeah, I'm quite happy with using the crowdfunding. I think the crowdfunding's a wonderful way to go. And so people from all over the world, my first album, I raised $20,000 US to record it and put it out. And that was from 254 people from like 20 different countries.
Wow. Have you noticed that when you're doing something independent, what will often happen is instead of the big corporate-type people, who, or even big-scale investors who may just be individuals who have a lot of money, they don't show up for you kind of thing. But the people, the listeners, and the ones who actually consume your products and consume them for free actually become, in a sense, the revenue base for, that you can continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's a completely different method of funding. Instead of one big person's funding one little person so that they can go out to lots of people, it's lots of people funding one person so that they can give stuff back out to all those people.
Yeah, and what happens with the crowdfunding is, like, in my case, I've done it through Celeband. So as I get sales, I'm putting them back into Celeband, and then 50%, so that's 50% of my sales, like, after my profits, so I've started sending money back. And they split it up and they send it out amongst my investors according to the amount that they invested. So they're starting to get a few pennies back on it now. So it's a very cool system, and I'm fundraising now for my second album. So I'm sort of underway with that. But, it's certainly a way for artists to get by so that, you know, because hundreds of bands apply for New Zealand On Air and lots and lots and lots miss out. And
my perspective is just like, if you need somebody else to help you do it, then don't do it, man. Like, get yourself published by yourself, you know.
You got the internet
now. You don't need any of these scum. You've got the internet, okay? It has completely overridden them. They got no way of fighting back against you like that.
Yeah.
Sure, it may take a while to grow, but at least you don't have to suck Satan.
Yeah, no, it's and you know, you're going to get a greater amount of what you earn as well.
Yeah, a massive proportion. I remember 8 Foot Sativa, a band out in West Auckland, incidentally famous for marijuana. They sold 100,000 albums, and I think they got like $5,000 or less between like the 8 band members. Okay, because they were published through a mainstream label. That is the level of the theft that goes on. The record companies are a bunch of scumbags who are out to make money off of other people's talent, because their only talent is to steal people's talent. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the ultimate in scumbaggery, and we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines,
and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly, sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top. There is no escape from this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. My very special guest, Ellie Cook, is here with us and she's got a song here called Midnight Sun. Ellie, can you play it? Explain a little bit about this and introduce the song and then I'll play it. And we're going to do this real quickly because we only have one segment.
Okay, it's a song that I wrote when I was over in Norway. I went over and played some festivals and it's about the midnight sun. I was jet-lagged and there's no darkness during the summer. So you get there and you're jet-lagged and you have nothing to actually balance your equilibrium on and the sun just goes along the horizon and, yeah, it was just a long way from home and wrote the song.
So there we go. I like that.
Oh, thank you. That's my next single, so I'm trying to get it out there. Hopefully, you never know. It might get heard on some radio stations, but you might have to listen to alternative ones like Plains FM or Fresh FM or some of those kind of ones. We'll see. Maybe. You never know. The Giant might play it, but it's always a really hard task to get them to do that. But I've got an amazing music video, which I'm going to see for the first time when I come through Auckland on Wednesday. So shot that up there, and it's all been done CGI. I've been very lucky. An independent film director up there in Auckland has helped me to do a music video. And again, I fundraised that on Indiegogo.com to get the money to do it. So, yeah, my fans on Facebook helped me do that. So it's great.
I'm glad to see you made it in Glen Innes because it was CGI. All right. But no, that was a terrible joke. I'm sorry about that. I catch the television show about a private investigator who works out there called Magnum GI. And he also is growing a mo against the NWO, incidentally.
NWO, I like that. We could start a whole thing with that, couldn't we?
Well, you know, I believe the NWO needs to be exposed with a mo, because as far as I'm concerned, they're a deeply pornographic bunch of psychotic individuals who basically, they suit a moustache, you know, preferably a very short one that only just goes underneath the nose in a very Hitlerian type fashion. But
yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, one of those little short just under the two nostrils. We could have a lot of fun with certain people's faces and Photoshop.
You have no idea. In fact, 700 National Party, and I want to repeat this, 700 National Party signs were violated grossly by protesters over the weekend with these new stickers. Mine it, drill it, sell it, vote National. Yes.
how true is that, though? And I mean, that's about it.
You can't get more positive PR than that.
Yeah. It's we just got to get out there, people, and get the message about the New World Order across to people in your own little way and make people think. Because, you know, once you sow that seed, and I know it was that way with me for vaccination, I wouldn't have known about the New World Order if it wasn't for the fact I looked into vaccines and one thing led to another and the picture just got bigger and uglier. And I thought, wow, you know, that's I've got to tell people about this. I've got to tell friends about it. And so you do it in your own little way. You sow that seed, whether it be chemtrails or whether it be whatever it is, and people start to look and they go, wow, when they stop going, oh, no, that's just conspiracy theory, and they start looking and then they start realising it's a real penny drop thing. And the more pennies we get to drop out there, the better the world will be and the better chance we'll have of surviving and overcoming these buggers.
Yeah, I think that this is what people need to realise. When you go out to explain the New World Order to people, you don't actually have to explain your conclusions. For example, the conclusion is that an elite group of sociopathic scumbags have been running the world for quite some time, and they have an end goal game to try and make sure that all human activity is completely and utterly controlled centrally by a world government that will use surreptitious means to achieve this goal. And the alternative is freedom and liberty. Now, you just come right out and say that, they'll just be like, ah, you're crazy or what have you. But if you just tell them one thing, like, hey, did you know that banks can create credit out of nothing and charge people interest on it? They're like, what? Yeah. It's like, yeah. And
it's,
see,
it's
this is
one little seed. Yeah, sowing one little seed. It's just, you know, it's just like even with the vaccine debate, it's just raising one little content inside a vaccine. You know, one little...
content. It's as Howard Zinn said, one truth can shatter a thousand lies. And the entire complex measure of brainwashing and belief in the system and all its many facets that people have can be shattered and destroyed with only minimal amounts of information, provided that person remembers them and decides to take the impetus to go out there and research into it themselves. You cannot tell people everything that is going on because it's an immense amount of research. And it's an immense amount of research, even if you did know, to ever explain to anybody.
Yeah, so I think that we all do our own little part, and once you start to look, the deeper you dig, the uglier it gets. So it's like, really, once you believe one thing about it and you see something that really doesn't make sense, and with vaccines there's so many things, from just vaccine reactions not being reported so that the figures are rigged, so that we're not really seeing how many people are damaged and just things like that. When people start to discover that, then in the end you have to ask why. Why would that be? And it's when you ask why that you open your eyes and you open your ears and just be a little bit more open to what the truth is, that you really start to discover what the truth actually is. So, you know, I think we're all doing it in our own way, and I'm so glad that you've started this show out of New Zealand. I think it's really great. And hopefully, you know, our little island nation, I think we have a chance to turn up the heat a little bit on them, because we've been able to do it in the past. We've stood up and defied superpowers before, and we can defy these guys as well, you know. But we have to get more of us into it.
Indeed, you do. And thank you very much, Ali, for coming on the show with us today. It's always a pleasure to have new and talented, extremely talented, like an incredibly highly produced song there, that whole Midnight Sun. I was quite
thank
quite
you. He's done by Alan Jansen, who produced OMC's How Bizarre. He's a good friend of mine in Auckland. He produced the whole album. But hey, guys, if you're out there, come find me on Facebook. So I'm just facebook.com/AliRecord, A-L-Y Record. And come find me and say hi.
All right, thank you very much. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. You can check out the archives at the YouTube channel Mr. News Guerrilla Media at guerrillamedia.co.nz, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and AmericanFreedomRadio.com as well. Thank you very much. We'll see you again sometime.